USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democratic congressmen and a group of Republican senators are getting a first-hand look at the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Former President Trump weighing in on the border crisis, telling Fox News,
"And what you're seeing now is inhumane. That's why they won't allow the press to come in. It's a horrible situation. And everyone that's seen it, nobody's seen worse. Nobody's seen anything like it. It is what they're doing now is outrageous. And they should finish the wall."
King Soopers is stepping up to help those impacted by this week's mass shooting at one of the company's locations in Boulder, Colorado. The company donating $1 million to the Colorado Healing Fund. King Soopers spokesman Kelly McGannon also saying that when you go to the grocery store, you will be able to donate at any of the grocer's check stands. That money will go to the Healing Fund. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
The blockage of ships at the Suez Canal continues to grow after a Taiwanian-based cargo ship got stuck in the 120-mile-long man-made waterway that connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. Concern now is that this could be disrupting the estimated 1.9 million barrels of oil per day that travel through the Suez Canal. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com. He tells USA Radio News,
"If it's something that may take days or even weeks, we could be looking at crude oil flows disrupted through the Suez Canal, which would be potentially significant. Really depends on what happens to oil stocks between Europe and Asia. That's where the kink is."
Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed legislation that requires stronger voter identification requirements for absentee ballots and limits the use of ballot drop boxes. Kemp saying significant reforms in our state elections were needed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is speaking out as far as where he believes the virus that causes COVID-19 came from. Robert Redfield telling CNN,
"If I was to guess, this virus started transmitting somewhere in September, October in Wuhan."
September, October.
That's my own view. It's an only opinion. I'm allowed to have opinions now. You know, I am of the point of view that I still think the most likely etiology of this pathogen in Wuhan was from a laboratory, escaped. The other people don't believe that. That's fine. Science will eventually figure it out. It's not unusual for respiratory pathogens that are being worked on in a laboratory to infect a laboratory worker.
Redfield, sitting down with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, continues,
"These are two significant things to say, Dr. Redfield.
That's not implying any intentionality. You know, it's my opinion. Right, but I am a virologist. I have spent my life in virology. I do not believe this somehow came from a bat to a human, and at that moment in time, the virus that came to the human became one of the most infectious viruses that we know in humanity for human-to-human transmission. Normally, when a pathogen goes from a zoonotic to a human, it takes a while for it to figure out how to become more and more efficient in human-to-human transmission."
More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.